Hey, it's Mass. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
B-Pod Studios.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bengals.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the Chest. Oh!
98.5 The Sports Hub, or Toucher and Rich. What an exciting time every time that the Bankroll Boys are in studio. Dan Livshatz, Joe Murray. They have the Over Under podcast if you follow them on Twitter. Very successful sports gamblers. The Bankroll Boys are brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island, now open at Twin River and Tiverton Casino Hotels. The only places in New England where you can legally bet on sports, powered by William Hill. Get details at sportsbetri.com.
Fred, there was no better Twitter to follow than these two guys when they announced the referees for Game 2 of the Celtics series. And this is, and they got a lot of pushback. They did, because I saw some anger about the type of lines that end up winning and losing, and what happens when the Celtics play with, I think it was, who's the guy they were assigned? That's Scott Foster. Who's the other one?
Tony Brothers.
Tony Brothers, that's right. When Tony Brothers is there. All right, why were you guys so upset?
I mean, Scott Foster has a thing against the Houston Rockets, and he hates Chris Paul, and Tony Brothers has a long-standing hatred of the Boston Celtics going back to Doc Rivers. Pretty simple as that. The minute I saw that, we knew. We discussed it. We talked about it. We knew. I said I'm going to parlay Milwaukee Bucks money line with everything I possibly can under the sun, and I was going to take the Warriors. I felt more confident about the Bucks, but I love the Warriors too. They both won and covered.
Just to add to that, the Celtics won big in game one, and after the game, Coach Bud was talking about the officials. Yep, Milwaukee scored, had 21 free throws, and the Celtics had 8.
Yeah.
But you knew when a coach does that, whether it's Phil Jackson, even Doc Rivers has done it in the past, the referees always have an impact in the next game. And it was funny because I took the Rockets to win the series against Golden State. And Dan's like, Joe, don't do it. Don't do it. And that night, I'm like, well, Scott Foster's in, so maybe he'll benefit the Rockets here. And he's like, no, look at the numbers. And I guess, what did he throw? James Harden around Christmas earlier this year. But they were 0-6 in Scott Foster games. The Rockets.
And the Celtics, you had an amazing stat on when, what's the guy's name again?
Tony Brothers.
When Tony Brothers is officiating, that number's ridiculous against the Celtics.
Yeah, 1-9 now in playoff games, and 0-14 on the road.
Jeez. Okay, now, you got a lot of pushback, because there are some people who are saying, for all the people complaining about the referee assignments, this stuff is assigned well before the series starts. And to that, I see you shaking your head.
Yeah, I mean, the NBA also tells us the lottery isn't rigged. Are you going to believe everything they tell you? Come on. That league is a joke.
So you guys believe the draft lottery is rigged?
At times, it's been rigged, yeah. 100%. LeBron James to Cleveland, Patrick Ewing to New York. Those are just two examples of many.
Well, Ewing to New York, I get. Why LeBron to Cleveland?
I don't know, because he's from there.
Well, yeah, I don't know. If you draw LeBron back to Cleveland, that becomes a prominent team. I mean, Miami's already going to be a prominent team. To create more prominent teams in the NBA is a good thing. I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, the New Orleans Pelicans, or they were the Charlotte Hornets. The owner buys the team. What happens? He gets the number one pick.
Yeah.
You buy a team, you get a number one pick.
But don't they have those ping pong balls now to make it almost ridiculously impossible to do that?
I mean, guys, they could read the ping pong ball and fake it. Who cares?
No. I think there's a representative from every team who gets to watch the ping pong balls be drawn.
Listen, there's
Some of the ping pong balls magnetized to come out
It may be influenced.
So you're saying that we're naive.
Hey, what? Who was the guy who released the actual records like a few years before? Was it Dikembe Mutombo?
Mutombo
said the lottery results like 3 hours before it happened. Of course it's rigged. Let's not be.
They shaking up the balls, and at the end they're going to surprise everybody. Yet the 7-footer from Africa from years ago already knows who the first pick is. But like Kyrie Irving, number one pick to Cleveland. How many years did they get the number one pick? There were times where the NBA wouldn't let them trade Chris Paul. The NBA is the most. It's so sketchy, and yet we continue to bet on it because we're absolutely crazy.
All right. So the officiating is rigged. The draft is rigged. Is there anything else in the NBA that you believe is not on the level?
I'll say this, all right? We get a lot of crap. Oh, the refs are really involved in this one, guys, right? Yeah. Well, at least to start that game, I did a parlay. Milwaukee Bucks and Golden State Warriors. I went to bed, woke up the next day, cashed. You could just base it off the officials for those games, especially Scott Foster and Tony Brothers, and look into their history. Like, if you ever want to go down a real rabbit hole, look into the history of those guys.
Guys, Tim Donaghy, after he left the NBA, he did his time, whatever. He then opened up a betting service called refbets.com, I believe it was, okay? He hit 94% of the bets that those guys reffed. Tony Brothers and his buddy Scott Foster. 94% of the bets. That is literally, it's unheard of. This is not like a small sample size, not 10, 20 bets. It was like 70, 80 bets over a season between those two guys.
Okay.
Come on.
Now, so do you place your bets based on the officiating a lot of times?
In that game in particular, yes. Especially playoff games. Sometimes the NBA wants to extend series more than ever. And I don't think the NHL is. Like, I haven't gotten that feel because anybody can win. But I do feel like at some point they're going to look at Boston in the series and want to extend it a little bit somehow, some way. Columbus-Carolina final.
That's why I said there's no way they're going to suspend Marchand.
Yeah.
Is because the last thing they can have is a Columbus.
Good point.
Okay, so if you think the NBA is behind this, then common logic would be that they would want Boston to win this series, right? Bigger ratings. You got to. I mean, I know Giannis is the MVP, but he's not Kyrie Irving.
You get Giannis in the finals, and you get to create a gigantic name.
Milwaukee is the market, though.
I agree.
But they're saying Cleveland. They rigged drafts for Cleveland.
But Giannis is a huge draw throughout the league, and even to the common NBA fan might know Giannis more than say Kyrie Irving. Not that I would agree with that, but I mean, there are people who do agree with that.
Yeah, you could also say the winner of this Rockets Warrior series is going to win the title.
Yeah, I mean, that's
the other thing. I took a stab at the Rockets just for the simple fact they were playing well. Golden State had possible injuries with Steph Curry and Thompson, and obviously they lost Cousins. So I took a little stab at it, and after game two, I'm out. I doubled down on Golden State yesterday.
Okay.
And listen, the Rockets could still come back. Foster could get involved in the series. Who knows?
But you're not messing with it.
Not right now. And Dan's been all over Golden State.
I have a question. All right. So Cleveland is what was the over-under on wins, Rich?
You talking about the Browns?
Cleveland.
Nine. Nine is the over-under. Nine.
But then they're not favorites to make the playoffs.
They're matter of fact, Vegas says the odds are against them to make the playoffs.
-120. We're talking about an implied 2% chance.
Though. Okay,
it's 48-52 or whatever.
All right. So do you hedge your bets on that? How do you play that?
I'm just gonna play I've already talked about this on the podcast. There's two season totals that we've already released on the podcast. The Patriots season win total over 11. I think that's a joke. I think it should be more around 13. They have hit or pushed over on their season total every single year since 2009. That was the year Brady got hurt. Before that, they hit on, I think it was six in a row. So, I mean, they have a ridiculous track record of hitting every single year. And in Cleveland, I mean, listen, there was a lot of people who thought that, the addition of Odell Beckham and everything. So I do understand that people kind of want to go against that. And actually, there's a lot more people taking the under than I would have expected. I think Cleveland's going to be very good. I think they're going to get 9-10 wins. I think they're making the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I think they're 9-17, but the odds to make the playoffs, even money, yes, no, -120. So they're right. It's 9-7, and yeah. Do they sneak in? That's what it comes down to.
All right, Kentucky Derby. I have no idea about any of these guys. Apparently, the front runner is not going to be in the race anymore.
Is this rigged? Yeah. Is the Kentucky Derby rigged?
No, but there's one thing to consider, and Dan and I talked about this. The jockey is very important, and the owner of the horse. So Bob Baffert horse is probably someone you want to back because the history shows that they either win or place. And Mike Smith, who was the jockey last year for Justify, I believe it was, he was supposed to be Omaha, the jockey this year. So he's out. So right now, what they've done is the 12th post is gone. So they're moving everybody inside, which changes everything. Like today, I don't know who right now. I don't have a pick, but I'm looking at it. But I was the favorites won 6 years in a row.
Game winner is the new favorite.
Yeah,
9-2,
and Roadster. And Roadster, like, I think like is 5-1.
Now, okay, either of them owned by the guy you're talking about,
Roadster.
Roadster.
And I got it. So the way, and I was going to say this, the way I would bet the Kentucky Derby, bet the jockey, not the horse. You actually get better odds if you do a little bit of research. So I got a 66-1 ticket on Roadster like 4 weeks ago because I bet the jockey instead of the horse, and now he's 5-1. So it went from 66-1 to 5-1.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Just because I bet the jockey. So, I mean, if you do a little bit of research, you make a lot more money. Actually, right now, I was looking at it yesterday again. The jockey for Roadster is 10-1, but the horse is 5-1. Again, all it takes is a little bit of research, and this is the type of thing that you can make a little bit more money. So, you know, be careful. Look at the jockey. See if you can find some better odds with the jockeys instead of the actual horses.
Yeah. Okay. So in the Kentucky Derby, how many of the races will you bet?
I'll only bet the Derby. Yeah. I don't care. I don't even know who the guys are before, but I will say
that's
this.
Disappointing.
Horses 5-16, that's where the money is. That's the success of who the winner will be, 5-16. So that's why Omaha being out moves everybody in a little bit there. So Roadster, I believe, was 17. It's going to move up a little bit. So it's never won out of the, I believe, the 17 hole, 17 post. So now Roadster is moving up to the 16. Which, that's why I think they're going to be one of the top favorites.
So you guys look at, like, what hole they're in, and that's, like...
Post, yeah. Post a big deal on Tuesday.
It's very important.
Yeah. Okay.
Because most people that are far inside usually don't win.
Okay. All right. I never knew that. So are you... It sounds like you're putting your money on Roadster, then.
He is. I like Improbable. Improbable, I believe, is the fifth post, which is one of those 5-16 areas, and Improbable 6-1. So same ticket that Dan has. I don't know if the odds changed, but Always Dreaming won out of that post in 2017. So I'm going with Improbable as of right now to win.
I'm going to definitely hedge my 66-1 with something else, so I can. I'm definitely going to.
I'll tell you guys a funny story. So we've been coming on Toucher and Rich for a year now. So that intro that you guys play with the Oladipo, happened 1 year ago this week.
Oh wow! Yeah.
Well, the funny thing about it was we gave a pick out. We gave three picks out. So every year I do a place, winner, and show. Mm-hmm. So I give three horses. And Mary Meadow, my introduction to Mary Meadow is like, oh yeah, the gambling guy, huh? I'm like, yeah, I'm one of them. She goes, yeah. Yeah, you gave me three horses. One of them hit. She, like, was not impressed. I was, like, pumped. One of them hit. One of the horses, yes. I'm glad you won. She goes, yeah, you only won one, you know. Like, oh, that was my introduction to her.
To you, you're like, yes, you did well.
When you're that famous, you know, they expect a lot. All right. The Stone Cold Lock of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island, now open at the Twin River Casino Hotel. Gentlemen, what do you like?
I'm gonna let you take this one.
Oh, geez.
Do you have anything?
So I like the Golden State War. Get them now at -175 to win the whole thing. The Rockets don't. I'm sorry. I thought they did, but if you want to win some money, no one's beating Golden State. It's not happening. So we can look at the Celtics series all we want, mm-hmm. Toronto all we want. They're not going to win. I'm sorry. I'm coming to the dark side.
I'm taking the Bruins under tonight, which is a little scary for me. But reading the line, I like the under in the game under 5. It might get to 5.5 later, so if you want to wait on it, feel free. But I might end up waiting and taking the 5.5. But I like the under tonight. The thing about the Bruins is when they score 3 or more goals, they are 5-0 in the playoffs. When they don't score 3, they are 0-5.
Wow.
That's the magic number. They need to get the 3 goals against Bobrovsky. If they don't, I'm a little worried and concerned that this will be the end of it tonight.
All right.
Coming back 3-1 is real tough against that team.
Yes, indeed. All right. The Bankroll Boys. The NBA is rigged. You need the proper post. You got to play the jockeys.
And you take the over always with the New England Patriots. That's what we've learned today. The Over-Under podcast is on 985thesportshub.com and said app. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Joe Murray, Dan Lifschatz. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Mass. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagel Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bagamoni.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Sports Hub. Listen, watch, react in real time. Toucher and Rich are on Twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich, and tonight a very important hockey game was going to take place. That is the Bruins down 2-1 at the Blue Jackets. Suffice it to say that if they lose this, the idea that they're going to come back and win three in a row is very difficult.
The odds, the obvious storylines, don't give up the first goal. You need to score the first goal tonight. Very important, considering how hot that goaltender's been. You just turned Dan Lifschatz in here. They're undefeated when they score three or more. They're winless when they score less than three, so that's something to watch. But most importantly, you have to watch that top line. Pastrnak, yes, Bergeron, sir.
Okay,
Marchand.
So if you're just joining us and you haven't heard this, the idea is that they're going to move Pastrnak up to the top line, which I think is counterproductive because we've already seen him screw the second line and then screw the third line.
You're hoping that the extra talent he's skating with somehow gets him the luck he needs to get off the schneid here.
Well, my point is that he's with the extra talent, and I hope he doesn't destroy it by, again, passing, making ridiculous passes into the bodies of Columbus Blue Jacket players. I mean, you can have all the Bergeron and Marchand on the ice that you want,
but it does them no good if Pastrnak won't shoot, A, and B, if he makes those circus passes that haven't worked all series. And then the idea is that Backes, now this is a big surprise, is that Backes, who has been benched, ninth floor in it, is going to play on the second line.
Well, where else would you slot him in? I guess you could put him as a left wing on the fourth line.
Yeah. But you're... But then you got Backes on the second line. But I don't know if that bothers me. Because Backes, while he is exceptionally slow, and is to the point where they're not sure that he can even play physically because he has an inability to catch up to people. Like, by the time he comes in to make the hit, they're long gone. But Krejci's played so well, and DeBrusk seems to be finding his game, that if you just stick Backes in front of the net, and Backes has got something to play for. I mean, Backes is first of all, he's never been afraid. And now if I'm Cassidy, I'm just like, get in front of the net.
Does that include the second power play unit?
Yeah.
I think you'd have to,
yeah,
right?
It's
considering how bad your specialty teams have played the last couple of games, I would think you'd put Backes out there with the second power play unit.
So I don't have a huge problem with Backes playing with the second line. It's surprising, but if he can get a net front presence and then they can convince DeBrusk to shoot like he did in game three, I like that. They obviously realize they're dealing with Bobrovsky, who's been incredibly hot, and they just need bodies in front of the net.
Brad Marchand obviously has the target on his back after punching Scott Harrington in the head. He'll be a marked man. I mean, he is wherever he plays. But the other part of it is they need him to stay on the ice. The penalty kill has not been spectacular. You need Bergeron and Marchand out there as much as they can be to help this penalty kill, which was atrocious on the power play goal they gave up, which wound up costing them the game.
Right. They were
two nights ago.
Yeah, they were 2 minutes in their own end. I mean, there was just 2 minutes, and you knew they were eventually going to score. And they, I mean, you can't expect a penalty kill to sit 2 minutes. I don't know. For the life of me, listen, I never played hockey. For the life of me, though, I can't imagine as a professional hockey player that you can't at least clear a puck once in 2 minutes. I mean, and it's not like it was a 5-on-3. I mean, it's a power play,
yep,
that you can't clear the puck. So
first goal, I think, is most important tonight.
Well, great.
Out of all of it.
We can sit there and...
Out of all, well, I mean, do you have a differing opinion? I think considering how hot the goaltender has been, considering how much trouble it's been for this team to score against this defense and this goaltender, and I played a clip, I think it was from Corrali earlier this morning. Oh, no, it was Rask. There's no time and space out there. They got to figure out a different way to get the puck into the zone. Columbus is playing really well.
Yeah.
So first goal, very important tonight. If the Bruins fall behind 1-0, then it gets into their heads.
Well, this is telling.
I think.
Well, all I know is Pastrnak ruined the second line because DeBrusk was deferring to Pastrnak, and then Pastrnak was unable to do anything. Then he ruined the third line, and I don't think Johansson had a shot on goal. I didn't have a shot on goal. So he did that, and I truly hope, because what I wanted to have happen is him to take a night off just to get him together. Let him watch a game. And now they want to be more physical, so I think the idea tonight is just put bodies in front of Bobrovsky. We're going to just shoot, get bodies in front, and rebound.
That was, well, we had Jaffe on, and Jaffe was saying puck retrieval, back to the point, put it on net.
Yeah.
That was what Jaffe kept beating that drum for the 15 minutes we had him on. You heard Bergeron say after game three, we got to do a better job of getting bodies in front of it. Basically, the theme was from the locker room after game three, there's no secret to this. You get players in front of a hot goaltender and put rebounds in.
Yeah, you forecheck, you get guys in front of them,
but the question is, do they have enough to do that? Columbus has been very physical in keeping them away from there. It's a war of attrition, ultimately. With the playoffs comes down to that eventually.
That second line can get in front of the goaltender, as can the third line. And the fourth line's played very well. But I'm a little disappointed that Pastrnak is on that front is on the first line.
Ultimately, though, I think the Bruins do get it done tonight.
Why is that?
Well, they've played too well for the balance of this. I find it very hard to believe that Columbus can take them all the experience on this roster. I find it very difficult to believe that Columbus could completely take them out of this for three or four games in a row. There are too many experienced players in that room. There are too many experienced players that have played very well leading into this series in that room. I find it hard to believe that they just hit a brick wall and that all stops. Cassidy's a good head coach. The players are too good. They'll figure it out tonight. It won't be comfortable. I mean, this is going to be nasty, but they'll figure it out. They'll win by a goal or two. They'll win 3-1 or 3-2, something like that. And then it'll be 2-2, and we can all sit on pins and needles again for game five back here.
Well, if they win tonight, then you got to like their chances. You got to win 2 or 3 at home. You got home ice. Pat, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey. So everyone needs to remember, too, that first series went 7 games. That took a toll on the Bruins. Columbus only played 4. They swept them, obviously. So, you know, Columbus has big bodies. They're big guys that you got to almost take that checking game away from it because you're going to wind up getting hurt yourself. You're going to take that goalie's eyes away and you got to go bow down. You got to try to stop shooting at his chest and his pads and shoot to corners and stuff. I mean, that's the only thing I can suggest, but you got to get his eyes. You got to take his eyes away.
Well, that's the idea. I mean, that's why they're putting Backus on the second line.
They've hit a couple of posts, Fred. Bergeron had a chance in close. If they can continue to generate those kinds of chances, I got to believe luck's going to kick back in the other direction.
Well, I hope Bobrovsky can somehow come back to earth. Because like we've heard, you know, he didn't have a great regular season and he's traditionally struggled in the playoffs. So I wonder if you can get a couple by him early that you get in his head. Because he's been unstoppable.
That's something else. That's another good point. That's something else to add to the list. Get the first goal, get it early, and maybe things change a little bit.
All right, here are the headlines.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Roadnizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Roadnizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Roadnizer Home Services. Visit Roadnizer.com to schedule today. That's Roadnizer Home Services, nice people, great service since 1928.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Toucher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. John Wallach used to be Jewish. I'm married to a Jewish woman. John has turned his back on his religion.
Well, to be honest, I was never religious in the first place.
You
Fred.
Went to Camp Young Judea.
Scenic Amherst, New Hampshire, on the shores of Lake Babusick. Yes.
Yes. We also
that was more following my friends, though. Well, listen,
there was a community. There's nothing
it
wrong.
Was. No,
did
it
you,
was.
Did you go out against Camp Bucharest?
Bowercrest? Yes, in softball. Scored a big win. That was a big win. We never beat them in softball. We beat them that year.
Was it a heated rivalry?
Yes, only on our side because Bowercrest used to come in and basically beat us 15-0 every year. But the one year, my last year at Camp Young Judea, I was a starting center fielder, and we beat them. We got a run in the last inning and beat them. It was a big upset.
It was like a Jewish meatballs.
Yes, actually, it was. And I ran the marathon. Yes.
All right. And we've also discovered that John has never had a sweet yarmulke that it displayed his personality.
No. No. We detailed this before. I would walk into the synagogue and get the one that was stamped. Just picked it up on the way in.
Yeah. You never had something that expressed yourself like a baseball bat or a Red Sox yarmulke.
No, didn't have the clip with the weave. I didn't. The yarmulke, some of them were woven.
Oh, yeah.
They had a clip that attached it to the hair rather than the ones that actually form fitted to your head. You know what I'm talking about.
No, but I think that if you wear a yarmulke daily, don't you have to have the clip?
I would think so, yes.
Yeah, I think that's a whole clip situation.
Okay. I did not have one of those. No.
Because, I mean, I see kids playing basketball with the yarmulke.
Yep.
I mean, you got to have that thing clipped in there.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. If you wanted to get intricate, that was a DIY job.
Yep.
You had to get the yarn out and really kick it into another gear.
Agreed.
So I'm sitting there and I'm watching a show I like. It's like it's the show It's Time to Leave, or I Think You Should Go Now. It's a sketch comedy show that I like very much on Netflix. It's called I Think You Should Go Now. And I'm sitting there and I'm enjoying myself and I'm watching it. And my wife comes up and she goes, "Fred." And I go, "Yes." And she goes, "We have to plan a date for Milo's bar mitzvah." So I said,
"All right, just so everyone understands, for the people who don't listen to the show a lot, Milo's 10.
Yes.
You have 3 years for this."
Yes.
Okay.
So I do indeed. And, oh, no, but he's going to be 11, so I have two.
That's so true. His birthday's coming up. That's right. All right, so two plus a little.
Yes. How dare you not know my son's
birthday? My mistake. Sorry.
How dare you?
I've been to your house for birthday parties, too. You'd think I'd know.
I mean, come on. And so, first of all, she makes the announcement, like, why in the hell, when I'm watching something that I'm enjoying, do you make a pronouncement about something that's going to happen in 2 years? Like, you couldn't wait? Like, this had to be said right now?
Mm-hmm.
And then she gets pissed because I'm like, "What are you doing? Like, what? Like, I'm sitting here enjoying myself. Like, what? I don't want to care." Well, you have to. And then I talk to the whoever it is, because it's this wasn't a rabbi. She's like, "I talked to da da da, and you gotta, and you, they say you should book the place before you book the rabbi to do the thing." And I said, "Why? This could." Could we have this conversation when I'm not doing something? But, John Wall game.
Yes.
He'll be very excited to know.
You found a place? You booked?
Not. We have not booked the place.
Okay. Which direction are you going now? We've had this conversation. I've been to bar mitzvahs where you go to the temple and the ceremony takes place, and then you all go to a very big hotel. I had a buddy of mine who held the reception for this for like 200 people.
What was the theme?
At the Hotel Commonwealth.
What was the theme?
What do you mean? I don't know.
You got to have a theme.
No, there wasn't a theme really.
You got to have a theme.
There wasn't. I know he hired a DJ and dancers, and he had a buffet dinner for everybody, and it was crazy. It was crazy. I've been to one bar
buffet
mitzvah.
Dinner. My eye.
One bar mitzvah reception was at the Hotel Commonwealth, which is right across the, you know where that is, next to the Mass Pike, Kenmore Square. And I went to another one at the Charles River Country Club. I mean, these people, they spent a lot of money on this. Now, are you going that direction? Or I've been to other, I went to a bat mitzvah where they had the ceremony and the reception in the same place. The ceremony was upstairs. The reception was downstairs.
I would have to imagine that this is not going to take place in a synagogue.
Okay.
Because that date's booked, baby. It saved the date. Sometime in 2011, this whole the Torah is going to be read like a mother.
2021, yes.
2021,
yes.
Yeah, this Torah is going to be. I mean, my son's going to go up there, and he's going to just get up there, and he's going to go, "What do you want me to canter? Like I'll do anything."
You're going to be ready. He's going to be ready. Get them lessons and
he's
go.
So into it.
I can see Milo really getting pumped up for this.
It's funny. Like, he'll go to Hebrew school. He goes to this Hebrew school that's like at a middle school. He's never been in synagogue.
Oh, all right.
But okay. He's like a younger you. So he turned his back.
Only,
on his
religion. He goes, instead, which I didn't. Yes.
No, but he goes to Hebrew school at this middle school, and it's all like there's like Chinese kids in it and stuff. Like, it's all mixed faith and very loose. And it's funny because I'll pick them up.
You made that up.
No, really? I swear to God.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's like Chinese kids in it and like black kids in it. Yeah,
okay,
it's like
all
a
right.
whole situation.
Okay.
So, and then like the guy will go, because at the end they have like a Hebrew teacher and he's like, you know, Milo's struggling with the Hebrew. And I'll say, and I said at one, I swear to God, I go, I don't care.
You said this to him?
Yeah, he have trouble speaking English.
Ooh.
I'm going to teach him Hebrew? What a fantastic waste of time. There's like projects due, and he doesn't do anything.
Oh, boy.
What are you acting like I did something wrong?
No, I just, I'm imagining what happens 2 years from now.
They phonetically time. Spell it out.
Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah. You can
I didn't
cut
know
corners.
That. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you can cut corners?
You can cut corners.
I wasn't aware for this transition from boyhood to manhood that you would cut corners. I mean, I thought this was a sacred thing where no corners were cut. Everyone knew.
My wife went to Hebrew school 3 times a week and still went when after her bat mitzvah.
Okay. Bat.
Bat mitzvah.
Yes.
Bat mitzvah.
Yes.
So, so he's got this, there's already a date.
Uh-huh.
And now I got to find the place because I've heard, well, first of all, I'm not spending any money. That's number one.
So this is a situation where it's going to happen in the synagogue and then everyone goes downstairs.
No,
for the
no, no. I'm not going to have the reception at the synagogue.
Okay.
But, I mean, there's kids that have it like launch. Like they hire a DJ and stuff like that.
I've seen it. It's crazy.
But, I mean, bat mitzvah season is going to be pumping in 2021.
It's a wedding type of deal. I mean, this is a huge deal. People do spend money to do this.
My wife's bat mitzvah costs more than our wedding.
Well, yeah. That includes the destination and plane tickets and all that?
The plane ticket to get to Grand Bahama Island was like $5.
Oh, okay.
I was at a hotel a while back, and oh man, I forget what player it was. This was years ago. It was a guy like who was on the Red Sox like around 2008. Damn it, I forgot who it was. It wasn't like a superstar. I forget. It was like one of the pitchers, but they had hired him to come to the bat mitzvah. Like they had found a celebrity to come and take pictures with the kids. Oh, who the hell was it?
I know a guy who had all the mascots of the Detroit teams come to the bar mitzvah. By the way, Halak's kid goes to my kid's school. You know how I know? There's a raffle, and there's a bunch of signed Bruins Halak stuff brought to you by the Halak family.
Oh, very nice.
Manny Del Carmen. Is that him?
No. Oh, it was Coco Crisp. I believe it was Coco Crisp.
Oh, it was Coco. Oh,
that's
wow.
who it was.
Okay.
They got Coco
Hot
Crisp.
Dog.
And I believe Coco Crisp was like taking pictures with all the kids.
Wow.
But they hired like a Red Sox player to come to the bat mitzvah.
Nothing wrong
Coco.
With that.
Good.
I mean, keeping up with the Joneses. Cam, go ahead.
Hey, man. Huge fan. So I think I might have actually been at that party at the Hotel Commonwealth you're talking about.
Oh.
I'm a dancer. I am a dancer that works for a party company at the, I've been to so many mitzvahs over the last year, and I will tell you that a lot of these parents are actually booking these out like 2 to 3 years in advance. Some start planning while the child's still in the womb, apparently. So, these are the most extravagant parties I think I've ever been to. Like, so these parents will go all out for these kids. And for me as a dancer, some of the toughest gigs that I've had because the dancing just doesn't stop all night. And it's a good time. So.
Work hard for the money, my friend. That's what you got to do. And if you're going to Yehuda Schwartz's bar mitzvah, you ain't going to stop dancing. You're dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So suffice it to say that in over 2 years, I will be attending my son's bar mitzvah. And now it's just the venue, John. Just the venue. I don't even know if I could invite you because of your lack of...
I understand. Some bad thing will happen. You know, it's kind of like walking under a ladder. It's like bad luck.
No, the buzzer goes off when you walk in.
Oh, is that right?
Not a good
alarm?
Hebrew.
Well, it immediately
when you
detects,
walk in, how does it, what happens?
Oh, well, I mean, all of a sudden a giant iron cross blocks me from coming in.
Were you
that's the mitzvah? Catholic alarm.
I was not. No.
So you went to Camp Young Judea and you were not bar mitzvah?
Correct.
You had to take some heat at the camp.
I did not take heat, as I remember it.
Hmm.
Maybe I'm blocking. I don't know.
Yeah, you're obviously Need hypnosis therapy.
They made me sit outside during services. Everyone's inside.
So there were services.
They wouldn't hand me a yarmulke. Like, no, you have to sit over here.
Because I discovered at my son's camp, they raise the Israeli flag every Friday.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't see that. That did not happen.
But there are no
services. Okay. We had services Friday night and Saturday morning.
Is there such a thing as an overnight camp that's not Jewish?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was there like one?
No, there's a few. Yeah, there's quite a few.
That's
a lot.
That's finding a needle in a haystack.
I think it's called finding Maine.
No, yeah, I think it's more prevalent than you think.
No. Maine's the real expensive Jewish.
Oh, it is.
But there's also like a million other camps up there that aren't Jewish.
I think you're mistaken.
No, I mean I know people who go to these camps and they're not Jewish.
Well, my kids are half Jewish, and they're going. Believe me,
I'm sure there's them too, but not believers both.
Bowercrest's a very popular one. I know that. Bowercrest's a very popular one.
It's not expensive.
Okay.
The ones in Maine can run you.
Okay. Mine was in New Hampshire, so I don't know anything about
that. Probably cheap. If it was in New Hampshire.
Yep. Amherst, New Hampshire.
Because even in Detroit, I can't recall an overnight camp that wasn't Jewish. Camp Tamarack.
Okay.
You know? You get up in there, you're probably, you know, you're 14 years old, maybe third base. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
What happens at Camp Tamarack stays at Camp Tamarack. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right. Well, clear your schedules, because in over 2 years,
2021,
I've been informed that there is going to be a mitzvah that you will never, ever be able to forget.
Just get DJ Paulie Delvecchia to do it.
He's around,
He owes it to me. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Mass. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Nitrane overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Hi, how are you, honey? Hello!
This is where Boston talks sports.
I'm overwhelmed. You can eat a lot at one sitting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Tonight, the Boston Bruins take on Columbus, which is essentially a must-win game. Putt drops, it's 7:30. The pregame will start at 7. Be listening tomorrow at 7:50 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to be at the TD Garden for Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Semifinals as the Bruins take on Columbus in their quest for a cup. Tickets still available at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins. I'll repeat it again if you've missed it. The idea, it looks like, is that Pastrnak will not be sitting tonight.
They're putting him on well, I don't know if they're doing it, but according to the morning skate yesterday, practice had him back in the first line.
Yeah, which is, I guess, if you're going to play him, that's the only place you can play him. He's already destroyed the second and third lines.
And they had Backes in on the second line with Krejci and DeBrusk.
Yeah, and that's the other big news. And I don't have a problem with that, in that they need a net front presence, and I think that Krejci's played so well. And I think that if Backes is just there and he can just move
people.
Yeah, just stand in front of the net.
Yep.
And because of that, Rich, we were talking about playing back. Do you play Backes on the second power play unit? Yes. Simply because of his net front presence, and we agreed that that's probably going to happen.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't have to go out there. He doesn't have to. I mean, he can't catch guys to hit him.
That's the thing. He doesn't have to skate a ton.
Nope.
He just has to stand there.
Just stand there. Don't do anything. You stand right in front of that net. And God bless you if you can deflect something or if you can get a cheap rebound.
Muscle someone out of the way to pop one in, sure.
Yep. you do that, but you get right in front of Bobrovsky, and this is the plan tonight, I guarantee you, is going to be forecheck shoot. Is that they're going to put as many pucks on him as they can, and they're just going to stand in front of him, and they're going to try to take away his vision. And that's all. And that's I guarantee you, that's the game plan.
Doesn't it seem like there's two dams that are about to break? It's like Bobrovsky can't play this well this long, seeing that he was in the regular season, and the first line can't play this bad this long.
Well, did he put Pasternak on it? So who knows? Maybe.
Well, Pasternak can't play this bad this long.
Bobrovsky's a 2-time Vezina Trophy winner. That's the thing that's creeping around in the back of my mind. He's done this kind of stuff before over long periods of time,
but it's just not this season.
If Pasternak continues to do loop de loops and throw it right into. Yeah. And put it right on the tape of Columbus players. The first line's going to be neutered. I'm very concerned with him being on the top line. I'm very concerned. But you can't play him anywhere else.
They've tried everything to shake it up. I mean, he's been first, second, and third, and now I think they're just saying, well, if you can't succeed on the line that you became a superstar this year, enough that you got your own Dunkin' Donuts commercial, which everyone can completely understand what he says.
That's true, but also, who the hell knows who David Pasternak is?
Well, now the world does, Fred. Everybody knows that.
Hey, ref, check your voicemail. You missed some calls.
Somewhere, if I'm Bergeron or Marchand, I'm going,
I need a new agent. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying, like, how in the hell did this guy get this gig?
DeBrusque told us he was shocked he got the commercial to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
And DeBrusque said he had to rewind it several times. What was he talking about?
When Rich told me that was a national ad, because I understand locally.
Sure.
When he told me that's a national ad, I don't know if you could get a more obscure person to endorse your product nationally. Nobody knows who he is. Nobody. I tell you, I think Halak's kid goes to my kid's
you
school.
You did say that, yes. You did.
Now I got to tell my, well, depending on what grade, I got to tell my son or daughter, I go, you buddy up with this guy. Dinner at the Halak's. Just bring a bunch of stuff and go, Halak's on this. Going right to eBay, baby. Going to make myself a nest egg.
That's the plan for the future.
That's right.
That's what we're retiring on.
That's the college bill.
Fred, we got important stuff to get to.
I know we do. Mm-hmm. Well, it's an annual tradition. Is it a racehorse or a bad local band?
The amount of classic songs we've found over the years.
A midget with a dog and so much more. All right, no commercials here, just the headlines.
Hey, it's Maz. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
The Sports Hub On Demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.